For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Richmond rejects a rural school district's application to arm teachers in school. Have UVA researchers found a cure for macular degeneration? And we visit one resort in Bath County with a mission to save the land and water around it. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, September 24th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A state agency has rejected an application from a southwestern Virginia school district that voted to arm teachers and other employees. The Washington Post reports that the Department of Criminal Justice Services turned down Lee County Superintendent Brian Austin's application to register as an armed special conservator of the peace. The school district had hoped the designation would allow school employees to carry guns in schools. The department cited an advisory opinion from State Attorney General Mark Herring in deeming the plan unlawful. Austin said the district is working with its legal counsel to review its options. The school board voted in July to allow some teachers and staff members to carry concealed weapons or store guns in safes on school property. The National Weather Service has confirmed that a total of 10 tornadoes spawned by Hurricane Florence touched down in Virginia last Monday. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Weather Service's office in Wakefield increased the total from 8 to 10 after assessment teams determined that two additional tornadoes struck Richmond. 9 of the tornadoes were spread across Richmond and the surrounding area. Another tornado hit Mecklenburg County near the North Carolina border on the same day. The strongest tornado leveled a flooring company in Chesterfield, killing a man who worked there. That storm was categorized as an EF2 tornado, packing winds of 120 miles per hour. The University of Virginia's endowment has increased by nearly $1 billion during the past fiscal year. The Daily Progress reports that the university's endowment jumped from $8.6 billion last year to $9.5 billion this year. About one-third of U.S. universities have endowments, which allow them to invest money and get bigger returns that can eventually be turned into scholarships, endowed professorships, or capital. A 2017 study by the National Association of College and University Business Officers found that the size of the median endowment was approximately $127.8 million. UVA's endowment places it in the top five of public universities. Macular degeneration may not get as much attention as Alzheimer's disease or breast cancer, but nearly one-third of people over 80 in America are affected by it. One physician at the UVA School of Medicine says they may have found a cure. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini reports.
Macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss, affecting nearly 2 million Americans over 40, with 7 million more at risk of developing the disease, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
But actually, if you look at the number of patients with macular degeneration just in the United States, it dwarfs all the patients with Alzheimer's and most cancers combined.
That number is projected to double over the next 15 years, says Dr. Jayakrishna Ambati, the director of the Center for Advanced Vision Science at UVA.
So macular degeneration typically starts affecting people in their 50s and 60s. Up to a third of patients who are in their 80s and 90s have macular degeneration. So it's clearly an age-associated condition. And that's all the more alarming given the aging of our population.
The so-called wet form of the disease, in which abnormal blood vessels break and leak fluid near the retina, can be treated. But the more common dry form, characterized by small deposits forming on the retina, still has no cure, and over time, it results in loss of vision. But Dr. Ambati and his team have worked on dry macular degeneration for the past 15 years, and it's starting to pay off.
Over the last decade, our lab has actually made some very foundational discoveries, and we have identified what we believe are the culprits that cause the cells in the retina to die in dry macular degeneration. That's the reason why people lose their vision. So we have found that there is an accumulation of toxic substances, and those build up and kill the cells. And so now we have identified the precise mechanisms by which these toxic molecules are killing the cells, and we have also identified drugs that in various models can prevent this death.
Clinical trials will begin soon, and if the drugs work, they should be approved within the next 3 to 5 years. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
Governor Ralph Northam says Virginia is poised to lead the development of the nation's offshore wind industry. Dominion Energy and the Danish firm Ørsted plan to install two turbines 27 miles off the coast for a pilot project. Northam said that Virginia has the capacity for offshore turbines to generate power for 500,000 homes. Northam cited Virginia's location and deep expertise in shipbuilding as being favorable for wind power in the Commonwealth. He added that 14,000 jobs could ultimately support the industry in Virginia. Well, here in Virginia, economic development usually means building something and using up resources. But in Bath County, a different approach is in play. As Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports, one family has found a way to make money by saving the land and water around them.
John Cowden's father ran a cattle farm in the rolling hills west of Stanton and Lexington, 3,200 acres of pasture and forest that Cowden would inherit. He and his wife Carol liked farming, but they thought this property had potential for something more.
You step back and say, what is the land most suited for? And in this case, we said, aside from the cattle, was the scenic beauty.
They spent the next 5 years turning an old grist mill into a dining room and bar, building a lodge, renovating houses on the property, and moving four authentic log cabins from other parts of the state. They even converted their silo into three circular suites, accessible by a spiral staircase outside, and they built a dock.
The cow pasture river was crystal clear, and you can stand in 4 feet of water and wiggle your toes and see everyone.
The Fort Lewis Lodge does have Wi-Fi, but there are no TVs, no fitness center or swimming pool. Instead, guests like Clay and Erica Therrington amuse themselves in old-fashioned ways by hiking and fishing, kayaking, tossing horseshoes, birdwatching, stargazing, and other outdoor joys.
Just love this place. It's magical, and you feel like you're in a distant, far-off place sometimes. You know, you're able to unplug and disconnect from everything and just plug into nature out here.
We got engaged here 2 years ago. We are now expecting our first child, and we plan on bringing her back next summer.
The property also appealed to Cowden's son, David, and his fiancée, Erin Frommel. They left New York City careers in financial services and fashion photography for the wilds of Bath County, Virginia.
So I totally did a 180 coming here. It started sort of as a dream conversation we'd have over a glass of wine, and then we realized we were having a real-life conversation about making this move, and yeah, we just thought the business that John and Carol, his parents, had built was so cool, and we wanted to see it continued into the next generation.
The place is remote, an hour from Stanton or Lexington, but over the last 30 years, people have found it.
We encourage people to get directions off our website, and then everybody thinks they have full faith in their phones and their GPS. They start off, and then there's a problem, and then they think, oh, well, we'll call. And then now we don't have a cell signal, so they don't know how to get here. They have no cell, and welcome to rural America.
Most guests get a warm reception when they arrive, but not all. Frommel remembers waiting for friends from New York. She thought she heard them outside.
I stepped out and turned on the light, and I looked to my left, and there's a full-size bear on the opposite side of the screen door. The bear just sprinted down the stairs of my front porch and ran off, and I slammed it shut and started screaming. So I was wide awake by the time my friends made it there.
And David Cowden recalls another misadventure, this one in the late afternoon, as the staff prepared dinner for about 40 people. The power went out.
So we scrambled to get generators and extension cords and
searching every house for every candle in the building to bring it.
We actually had a pretty nice setup and it was going to work. And then right as we had gone and done all this, the power came back on. You know, that's one of the things you have to deal with when you're way out here. A tree falls on a power line and the whole area is out of juice.
That's a problem the Cowdens hope to avoid now that they've installed 150 solar panels, enough to meet most of their needs in the seven sunniest months when the lodge is open to visitors. I'm Sandy Hausman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. That's the podcast for today. Enjoy your Monday.